This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
National Science Week is fast approaching, and this year it's not just about beakers and lab coats. Across the country, scientists are hitting the road to celebrate the mysteries of the universe. And right here in Melbourne, Swinburne physicist Dr. Ben McAllister is diving into the weird world of dark matter and quantum physics with a jam-packed month of events, from public talks to pub trivia and even a national road trip. Ben's mission is to make science fun, fascinating, and completely accessible. Ben, welcome to Drive.
Thanks very much for having me.
One thing that I absolutely love, Ben, about National Science Week is I feel like it just brings science to everyone, because we use science in everyday life, whether we like it or not, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Every piece of technology you touch is based on some scientific principle that we've discovered and learned to use over the years, yeah.
Now, you're bringing science to the people with talks, trivia nights, and a massive national road trip. Tell us what's in store.
So the National Quantum and Dark Matter Road Trip, as it's called, is a joint initiative of two large Australia-spanning research collaborations. One of them is a research collaboration that works on dark matter, which is this big mystery about some mysterious stuff in the universe, and one is all about quantum technology, which is all about building the technologies of the future using some interesting new physics. And yeah, both of these organizations have come together, and every National Science Week, we do this road trip around regional and remote Australia, and we visit schools and community locations to talk to kids and also just members of the public. And then also, yeah, we do satellite events in the capital cities, because why not? You know, everyone should get in on the fun. So yeah, we've got some events in Melbourne this year. And yeah, the goal is really just to get out there and talk to people about the really cool cutting edge research that's going on in Australia. Like, we think it's really cool to let people know that this stuff is happening in their backyard. And particularly when talking to kids, it's about trying to maybe inspire them to maybe consider careers in that kind of research.
Ben, my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, dark matter is passing through all of us. Am I right? Potentially?
Yeah, well, that's what we believe. I mean, that's the best hypothesis. So at the moment, like, dark matter, I mean, I'll just give you the very quick summary. So we know now that all of the stuff that we can see and understand, the stuff that makes up people and planets and stars, all the things we can see with our eyes, that stuff makes up just 1/6 of all the matter in the universe. And there is 5 times as much again in this invisible stuff called dark matter. And it's all around us. It's passing through us right now, passing through the Earth, passing through our bodies. And we can't see it, touch it, or feel it. But we know it's there, or at least we think it's there. That's the best model we have right now. And we're trying to figure it out. And yeah, that's one of the major research efforts that's going on in Australia right now, is trying to help answer this question. What is this mysterious stuff that makes up most of the matter in the universe?
Could it potentially have some, I mean, you know, we know we've got an energy crisis at the moment. We're trying to get renewables to replace fossil fuels, etc. Could dark matter hold an energy that we don't know about and we could potentially tap into?
Yeah, well, it sort of depends what it is. I mean, that's the thing. It's such a big, big mystery. It's like, it's really like, I like to call it the biggest mystery in the universe. It's like, really, like, consider everything that humans have accomplished, you know, computers, modern medicine, space travel, blah, blah, blah. We've done all of that with 1/6 of the matter in the universe. And then there's 5 times as much again in this invisible stuff. And we just don't know what it is. There's different ideas about what it's maybe made out of. And some of those ideas definitely do have implications for energy technology. That's one of the things that people are interested in with dark matter, because yeah, there's a huge amount of matter out there. We know, thanks to Einstein's famous equation, E equals MC squared, that mass is a form of energy. So in principle, yeah, there's a ton of energy kicking around that maybe could potentially be harnessed. But really, those to me are like downstream questions. Question one is, what is this stuff? We need to figure that out first.
I love it. It's like a mystery. Can we, I mean, I suppose you can't answer this yet. Can you? Can we potentially, we can't feel it. We don't know what we're looking for, do we? Like, as just ordinary people walking down the street, knowing that it's passing through us and through everything, there's no tingling sensation or anything, is there? There's any indication whatsoever?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So we know about it from looking. We infer its presence. We can sort of figure out that it's there from looking at the way it impacts the stuff we can see. So we look out in space with telescopes at the way big stuff in the universe is moving around. And we can see, to put it shortly, like, basically stuff is being pulled by gravity, like, towards regions of space where we can't see anything. And there's that same kind of evidence on, like, all kinds of different scales of when we look out in the universe. We keep seeing, like, everywhere we look with our telescopes, there's evidence that there's a bunch of extra stuff there that's providing gravity and pulling stuff in or pulling stuff around. but we can't see the stuff itself that's providing the gravity. So we form these models that there's a bunch of invisible matter. But yeah, part of what we know about it is that it doesn't interact very much at all with regular matter. It just passes right through it. So yeah, it's all around us, but we can't see it or touch it or feel it. But we might be able to detect it by building certain kinds of experiments. And that's, yeah, that's part of what we do and part of what we try and tell people about when we get out on the road.
Fantastic. Now, you've also got a pub trivia event. I imagine you won't be asking questions like which ABBA hit was number one for the longest and those sorts of things. What sort of...
a few questions like that. Okay. You know? So this is the thing. We call it science-themed trivia. We don't want this to be a sort of, you know, high school science test. It's very much pub trivia with a twist of science, you know, is what we call it. So the questions are meant to be... They're meant for a general audience. They're not meant for people who have a science background. I mean, yeah, there will be some, like, science questions, but we're not asking about particle physics. And, yeah, the sort of theme... The music-type questions, I guess you could say they might be songs that contain science words or maybe were used in a famous sci-fi movie or something like that. So it's very much just general pub trivia with a bit of a sort of science theme. And yeah, we're around to answer questions and talk to people who are interested in knowing a bit more about the actual science that we're talking about. So yeah.
Now, we're chatting with Swinburne physicist Dr. Ben McAllister, who's helping lead National Science Week activities across Australia, starting with events here in Melbourne, all focused on dark matter, quantum science, and curiosity. Curiosity is the big thing, isn't it, Ben, that we really need to maintain as humans in order to evolve?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's one of the things that we love about the road trip is because we get into regional and remote communities. I mean, after this year, we will have been like a complete lap of the outside of the country visiting schools, and the kids everywhere, like, they're so curious, and we get the same kinds of questions. That's one of the things that I really love. Like, we get the questions about the stuff we're talking about, the dark matter, the quantum science, but then we sort of throw it open to, like, okay, any science questions. And what's remarkable is we get the same kinds of big questions from the kids. Can we travel in time? How did the universe begin? Are there aliens? That curious minds grapple with. Yeah, yeah. Great questions. And we love getting them. And it's, yeah, so good to see people's curiosity. So, yeah, definitely a very important thing to hold on to.
Ben, we have a regular catch-up here on Joy Drive with Sarah Webb from Swinburne University.
Oh, nice.
And Sarah has promised that we will be the first to know if there are aliens.
Ah, well, I can promise that you'll be the first to know if there's dark matter.
I can't be. It's real.
Two exclusives for you.
I love
Joy
it.
FM.
Ben, if someone's curious but doesn't have a science background, and that's what I love about these events, you don't have to have a science background.
Yeah,
and I feel like there's this assumption that you do, and it often scares people off. What would you say to them?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's our job at these events is to make it accessible to people who don't have a science background. So if it's not, then we're not doing a very good job. So it's really not for people who have a STEM degree, you know. Like, we're trying to talk to people who've maybe just got a little bit of interest, but we don't assume any prior knowledge. So yeah, there's two events in Melbourne as part of our road trip this year. I'm giving a public lecture next Thursday. That'll be pitched for anyone who is even remotely interested. No science background required. It's at the University of Melbourne at 6 p.m. Details on our website, qdmroadtrip.org. And yeah, the pub trivia that we've talked about at the Clyde Hotel, which is just pulling up the details there, Friday the 22nd of August at 7 p.m. also on the website. So
Ben, can I get you just to say the website one more time, please?
Yes, that is QDM, quantum dark matter, roadtrip.org. qdmroadtrip.org.
Dr. Ben McAllister, thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks. And next time you talk to Sarah, tell her I said hi.
I will too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.